News.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee prison officials aborted an execution yesterday after failing to place an IV line into Tony Carruthers' veins. There will be no reports in the media about what the failed execution looked like. Media witnesses to executions are marched into a viewing room adjoining the death chamber. There's a big window with a black curtain hanging over it. Prison guards open the curtain after the IV lines are established. Reporters take notes and share their observations in a press conference after the execution. That's what Stephen Hale of the Nashville Banner tried to do yesterday. The curtain remained closed as the staff tried and failed to place the IV.
For that hour and 20 minutes, we were sitting in a dark room and could only faintly hear what was going on. As frustrating as it is to not be able to tell you what we witnessed, that's the most we can kind of do.
In January, prison officials were ordered by a Davidson County judge to keep the curtain open the whole time. A lawsuit from the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press successfully argued that was necessary for government transparency. The state appealed. In April, the Tennessee Supreme Court temporarily blocked the change. That's why the curtains were closed during Carruthers' failed execution. WPLN, the Nashville Banner, and the Associated Press were all parties to that lawsuit. Governor Bill Lee has signed a bill cracking down on vertical integration in healthcare, and as expected, pharmacy giant CVS immediately filed a lawsuit in federal court today. The so-called Fair Rx Act goes after companies like CVS, which owns a pharmacy chain, and the major insurance company Aetna, and clinics, and a corporate drug negotiator. The new law says companies can own only one of those. Critics say big corporations that own so much of an industry have an unfair advantage. CVS specifically has been accused by state regulators of abusing that advantage to get the highest payments from patients and insurers for its own pharmacy. In the lawsuit, CVS says its competitive business practices are lawful and that instead of competing on merits, small pharmacies in Tennessee want lawmakers to run out their competitors. CVS says the law discriminates against out-of-state companies to protect local ones, and the company argues that violates the state constitution. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.